a deferment for Griffin, and Harbison gets his choice, and he takes down. I disagree with that. He didn't look good on the bottom earlier, but maybe he can bust out of there now with a little bit of fresh air in his lungs.
And we got Wiley of I-35. He leads by a score of 4-1 going into the, 10 seconds left in the second period. They're going to be going in third period with him leading by a score of 4-1, and he's dominated and kind of controlled most of the match here. Oh, but with 3-2-1, he may get an escape here. What's going to happen here? He calls the assistant over.
Here's an escape for Harbison. Gets out, and just cat quick in on an ankle pick is Griffin for Emmitsburg, and Griffin is going to take that ankle pick. Oh, nice job there, just as Griffin gets a two-point takedown before it can be called and gets control. It's a switch maneuver by Harbison, and Harbison turns it into a takedown. So what could have been a takedown and a reversal turned into just a takedown for Harbison. He now leads 3-2 with the escape and the takedown here in the second period. He's got a double leg ride in right now. It's crossbody on the left and the right, and he's got his opponent Griffin stretched out. This is the first time that we've seen Harbison on top in this match, both on the mat and on the score.
They give McGraw the escape right there at the end of the second period, and he chooses down to start the third period and immediately gets out. So now we have a 4-3 score with Wiley of I-35 leading. A lot of time left. A takedown may win this match. Not a lot of action going on. How's Harbison back doing over there on mat number 7?
We had a little bit of a stalemate, and we're going to go back to the center of the mat with 46 seconds left in the second period. It's a 3-2 advantage here at Wells Fargo Arena for Pekin Packwoods. Harbison at 138 pounds, and there's a good sit-out, a hard stand-up sit-out for Griffin, and nice job getting behind, grabbing the legs, and bringing him back to the mat by Harbison, and the score remains 3-2 with 20 seconds left here in this period. There's a good sit-out switch this time. He didn't stand up. He just sat out. It's a switch for Griffin, and he is really close to getting out. He's really close to getting out, and I think Harbison is going to have to. He reaches back, tries to grab that ankle on the other side and do a re-switch. He can't quite get that done, and he's a little bit out of position. Harbison is out of position, but he still has the control, but he hangs on just a little bit too long, and it's going to be a two-point reversal for Griffin with 1 second left in the period. He couldn't quite hang on, so it's a 4-3, and there might be a little bit of discussion amongst the officials whether that happened before or after the time had expired, because there was an... Right now, we got three officials on this mat, Kevin, and they're looking it over, and they're going to go back, and they're going to wave off the takedown and give him one for an escape. So I can't disagree with that. I don't know if he got around and got the reversal, but it was definitely Harbison had lost control.
That official was the assistant on this mat. Has nothing to do with that mat. I've never seen that. The assistant from mat number 6 walks over to mat number 8 and gives input.
Well, it was input that was good for Pekin. It took a point off the board for Emmitsburg, and Emmitsburg's not complaining.
So back over here, Zach Wiley, score is 6-3. He did get a takedown here. We got about 5 seconds left here in the third period, and Wiley is going to pull out the win, 6-3. Over Maxwell McGraw of East Buchanan Winthrop.
All right. Albia in playoff action in high school basketball. The boys lead 12-5 in Williamsburg after one. Blake Chance is the leading scorer for the Demons with 5. All right. Right now we got Pekin Packwoods. Drake Harbison in a 3-3 knot with Spencer Griffin from Emmitsburg in the third period. And it's Harbison covering Griffin, and Griffin with a good sit-out switch. It's kind of a similar move to what we saw the last time. And now Harbison trying to keep that leg in there on a cross body, and a good job there by Harbison to keep that leg in. But Griffin does have a hold of that leg. So I'd like to see Harbison get off that leg, try to move out on top, and maybe break him down here, try to work a pinning combination with a half Nelson or a chicken wing. There are 57 seconds left. And it is all tied up 3-3 here at 138 pounds. The very next mat available is going to be Nicholas Martin against Colin Schrader from Wapsie Valley Fairbank. So you be keeping an eye out for that, Kevin, and I will keep an eye on Pekin over here.
I'm waiting to see what mat Nick Martin is going to be on.
Right now it's a crossbody in there for Harbison. He's ridden him for a minute and a half here. He does finally break him down, and we get a stalemate.
And, Joe, it's looking like if your match will finish here, it's going to be on that mat right there.
Well, they got to stop in the action right now, and it's 3-3. So somebody's going to have to score a point, or they're going to send it to another mat that becomes available quicker.
We're going to be on mat number two then here, possibly, if there's no blood time, no injury time, no out of bounds.
There's a whistle violation against Harbison. He jumped that whistle. And I'm not down there on the mat. Don't know if there's a little hesitation by the official, but it's just a caution. So Griffin gets set. Harbison covers on the left side. A run out here by Griffin, and Griffin's run out is pretty effective. And Harbison just kind of hanging on, but Harbison is able to just get behind him, and now a stand-up on that run out, and is potentially dangerous. So with 19 seconds to go, it looks like Harbison's just going to try to ride him out the final 19 seconds and send this thing to sudden victory. Try to get my binoculars down there on Coach Chapman. I don't see him right now. Don't know if he's off the mat. All right, we're back to action. And a technical violation, locking hands against Harbison with 7 seconds to go. Now he's just got to cut him and try to take him down with 7 seconds. I don't think he can turn him. Pekin coaches need to tell him, cut him, just cut him. He needs to cut him right now before they even start wrestling. Well, he might get a stall call. And that is going to be too little too late for Harbison. The locking hands with 7 seconds to go is the demise of the Pekin wrestler here at 138. And now we're going to be all Moravia, all Nick Martin here at the Wells Fargo Arena. Folks, you're listening to live high school wrestling action on 96.7 KIIC. Tell all your friends. We got the live stream going on KIICradio.com, the Thunderbolt app on your smartphone. You can say, hey, Alexa, give me some KIIC wrestling, and you're going to get it. And we got Nick Martin down here on mat number six. Official checking something on Nick Martin's arm. And
his opponent is Colin Schrader of Wapsie Valley Fairbank, a senior, 35-7. Martin, another senior, 39-8 on the year, so comparable records.
I like Nick Martin's chances here. That was his brother Will, wasn't it, that advanced at 106? Or was it 113? That was 113. Don't want to take 7 pounds away from a high school sophomore. Yeah. He earned every one of those 7 pounds. I weighed 98. I wrestled 98 when I was a freshman, but I really only weighed about 95. That was the only year I didn't have to diet.
I was never in that boat.
All right. This is a great day for Pekin, even though they are having a little bit of rough luck here in the first round. They haven't had a wrestler up here since 2013, and they, I believe, brought four, maybe five. I'll give you that total here in a minute, and you bring us the Will Martin match.
Well, I've been in some scramble situations here. Nobody trying to do anything. A couple throw possibilities here, and they're both on their feet on the edge of the mat. No scores here out of either wrestler.
Pekin does have five wrestlers here, so they got three more to scrap here. Repeat to you again.
Pekin has not been to the state tourney since 2013.
Yep, that's what we just heard. Hey, repeat, if you weren't here listening earlier on 96.7, we got Larry Achenbach bringing us the results from Eddyville, and it is Albia 12, Williamsburg 5 in boys basketball after the first quarter. Blake Chance is the leading scorer for the Demons with five. Right now, we've got Nicholas Martin on the mat for the Moravia Mohawks, wrestling Colin Schrader from Wapsie Valley Fairbank.
And that's going to be our feature, Matt. We also have Ethan Elliott of I-35 going against Wade Mitchell of Woodbury Central Mobile on mat number eight right next to him. But we're going to keep all eyes on Nick Martin's match. Not a whole lot of action going on. Martin's got a front headlock in, trying to make something happen as they come to the end of the first period.
No score.
And I tell you what, Joe, I don't think people realize sitting in the crowds or even listen how important it is to score that first point. We've seen it a couple times already today. You get to that ultimate tiebreaker.
It is important.
If you have the choice coming to the ultimate tiebreaker, the advantage definitely has to go your way, unless that guy on top is just a hammer.
Martin is a cradle machine.
I mean, he is a cradle machine.
He can throw that cradle in from anywhere, and I don't know how well he's been scouted by Colin Schrader from Wapsie Valley Fairbank. But Colin Schrader's got his head down a little bit, and that's a good place to try to throw a cradle in.
Well, it looks like Nick might be in a little bit of trouble here. He's a little bit high on him, but still got control.
He's riding him here at the second period.
Needs to stay behind the arms. He's trying to get a
spladle in. If he can get him over, he's got it. He's going to get him, though. He's going to get him right now.
With now
that cradle.
He's got it.
He's got the cradle locked up. He needs to cast his legs over. And there's the
count.
There it is. He casts over. He gets the cradle. And now he turns. Oh, good job there by Wapsie Valley. That kid there was on his back, passed parallel twice, and neither time Nick Martin was able to get a two count for the back points. Now Nick's a little bit out of position here. He's got front headlock in. And a leg in on the back.
But he's got the leg in. He's got a power half in. He's in pretty good shape here. We got 56 seconds left here in the second period. But boy, it'd be nice to score a point here.
No doubt about it.
Boy, I thought he was going to get the two count.
And now he's got the spladle again, but he has to give that up. Just a little bit too high. Just a little bit too high off the hips right now. Now he's going to try that power half. But he needs to get off those hips if he's going to try that power half. He needs to be on the hips for the spladle, off the hips for the power half, and he's right in the middle of this kid's body, and this kid is about ready to get a two-point reversal on him. There is a two-point reversal. Nope. Yeah, two-point reversal, and thrown to his back is Martin. Martin in trouble. He just hung on to that a little bit too long, and it's a Saturday night ride for Wapsie Valley, and Nick Martin rolls out of it, though.
But he gets a reversal. Now he's got him on his back, and he's got a three-count. A couple of five-point moves. And there's a five-count.
So we got 2 5-point moves. It's going to make the score here 5-5. Martin gave up the reversal. One second left.
Boom.
Martin gave up the reversal in the three near falls, and just as he was about to get pinned, he rolls out of it, gets his own reversal, and his own three-point near fall, so it's 5-5.
Tons of action right there in the last 20 seconds of the second period, and we are exactly where we was before the official blew the whistle to begin the match. Tie score 5-5.
With the exception, the first points were scored by Wapsie Valley.
Correct.
So, Wapsie Valley.
But, hey, we got one period left. All we got to do is get out, take him down, take him to his back.
Oh, there's a nice switch by Nick Martin trying to get a two-point reversal. And now he's got the Wapsie Valley kid in the same out of position that Nick found himself in when he got reversed and put to his back. So Nick's going to try to come out the back door.
Nick's got that leg pretty high in there.
That kid, it's almost identical wrestling styles here.
But let's not hope for a stalemate. I think Nick can score from here if the referee gives him the opportunity.
There's a potentially dangerous. That's okay. There's still plenty of time for Nick Martin to get out. And I like his chances on his feet against this kid. I didn't see anything in the first period that would lead me to believe that he can take Nick Martin down.
Right, just a quick update. Ethan Elliott trails Wade Mitchell by a score of 4-2 in the second period. 22 seconds left. But we're going to keep the action right here. On mat number 6, Nick Martin. Trying to find a way to score here. Still a knotted up 5-5 Donnybrook match with a minute 15 left. Martin, you know what? I mean, here's the thing. He can get an escape with 2 seconds left, and I'm okay with it.
Well, there's a minute and 7.
10 seconds. There's plenty of time.
Plenty of time. The only thing I don't like about his guy's head down on the mat right now.
He's trying to get hand control. He's trying to get in position.
He got called for stalling right there because his head was on the mat and he wasn't trying to improve his position. So stall call against Nicholas Martin. And now a side roll by Martin. He rolls right out of it. It's going to be 2-point reversal for Martin if he can hold his hips back. And he needs to let go of that head.
He's got the legs in. That should be a 2-point reversal.
2-point reversal right there. It should. Yeah, and it is. 7-5, Martin's ahead. But he's still too high.
Yep, but the referee's about 5 seconds too late on that call.
Still too high. There's 32 seconds left. Nick Martin has got a double crossbody. No, he's got a crossbody in.
Crossbody right in. He has him spread out. He's putting a lot of pressure on him.
He's been warned for stalling.
But you're not going to get a warning stall when you got the legs in like that.
Now he's going to try a spladle again.
No.
Oh, he's too high.
Just get that arm. Hang on to it. If you have to give up a stalling call, give up a stalling call. There's 12 seconds left.
Now
Martin is going to be in position to win this match.
7-5, and we have seen a lot of crazy things in the last 3 seconds, folks. But right now, Nick Martin's on top.
2-1, match over.
Nick Martin wins.
Nick Martin gets through, 7-5. What a good match between both wrestlers. And the right kid coming out on top is Nick Martin, gets the win.
And, hey, basketball update for you. The boys from Albia are getting outscored in the second period, doubled up 8-4 midway through the second, but they still lead by 3. It's Albia 16, Billytown, that's Williamsburg, 13 in the middle of the second here. They're playing basketball in Albia in the playoffs for the chance to go, I believe, to the sub-state or to the districts.
And we got Keaton Bayon of Pekin, senior, and he is on mat number four. About a minute and a half underway, a 0-0 tie. I've been getting a text message. They said, didn't you wrestle Mr. Bayon's dad in high school? I said, yeah, but I really don't want to talk about the result
on
the radio.
Well, in case anybody was wondering, Nicholas Martin got a reversal with 12 seconds to go and was able to advance on the championship side, joining his brother for the Moravia Mohawks on the championship side. So congratulations to Nicholas Martin. He wins 7-5. The next wrestler we're going to bring you, I believe, is Caden Baker from Pekin in match number 1071. And that's just a couple of matches away, but I think we're going to be able to get Nicholas Martin in the tunnel. Is that you, Travis, with
Yeah, hey, guys.
Martin?
Got Nick here. Nick, good match. Come down to the end there, and you got the reversal, got the win. Talk it through that last period.
Oh, my God. We were tied, and when I started down, and all I could think of was just hold him down. Just hold him down and hope for the best.
You got a first win here. You're on the front side of the bracket. Going to go into tomorrow. What's your game plan?
I'm going to go in tomorrow and be effective. Whoever's in my way, I'm going to take him down. I'm going to get to the semifinals, and I'm going to keep wrestling until I get to the finals.
All right. Well, you got a whole people in Southern around Moravia and Apennines County and Monroe County rooting for you, so congratulations on a first round win, and we look forward to seeing you tomorrow on the course.
Thank you.
Take it away, guys.
All right, that was Nicholas Martin with the Zapital Spring, and Travis Zapital on the tunnel mic, and I don't know if they'll let you bring that mic a little bit further down the tunnel, Travis, but it's a little scratchy sometimes. Hey, we got Caden Baker from Pekin coming up in looks like about four matches, so gives us a chance to say hello to some of our great sponsors. I want to thank Copeland Auto Body. They're Southern Iowa's state-of-the-art provider of advanced collision repair and a great sponsor for wrestling here on 96.7 KIIC. I want to thank all you folks. If you're just tuning in, it's Joe Sinclair, Kevin Cochran, Travis Zapital, and Joe Millage here from Wells Fargo Arena. Live from the well, it's the 2018 Iowa High School Wrestling Championships. This is our third and final session of the day. We brought you the 2A matches this morning, and we saw three wrestlers advance for your Centerville Big Reds, a pair for your Albia Blue Demons, and Tyler Landgrebe for EBF. And now we are in the Class 1A. This afternoon's session, it was the Class 3A wrestlers in their first round and first round consolations. And we saw Joey Mitchell from Ottumwa with a big red W for that Ottumwa Bulldog. Now we are here. We got five Pekin wrestlers, several from Sigourney, Kyoto, and we are eagerly awaiting Reeves coming out. But the next match that we're going to be telling you about, folks, is going to be the 160-pounder from Pekin Packwood. It's Caden Baker, a senior, 31-14, up against a real tough kid with a real tough name, a reputation name from Mediapolis. That's Brennan Swafford from Mediapolis. He's a senior, 49-2 on his season. So second-ranked here in the Class 1A 160-pound bracket. So Caden Baker going to have a chance to show off his talents and skills here at 160 pounds. And that match should be coming up in just a minute. Looks like we're about 4 minutes away from that match. Probably enough time that if we wanted to, we could send it back for a couple of quick commercial announcements and rest our throats a little bit, Kevin. If Tom's ready back there. Unless you had something that you want to say about what...
Well, just real quick, I just kind of tried to analyze Nick Martin's bracket real quick, and it looks like, man, he is on the best side of the bracket he could be. Colin Schrader from Wapsie Valley was the number 9-ranked kid. He beats him. His next opponent is a non-ranked opponent, and then he's either going to have probably the number 4 or number 6, but looking at it, the number 1, the number 2, the number 3, the number 5, the number 7, number 9, and number 10 are all on the opposite side. So I like Nick Martin's chance of wrestling right here on Saturday night in the finals.
I can't wait. we're not putting the cart ahead of the horse, but that's what we do here in Broadcastville when you're amateurs. You see it, you say it, and if you predict it and it comes true, you talk about it. If you predict it and it doesn't, then you don't talk about it.
But we need to keep talking about Keaton Bayon here on mat number four, going against Bo Geese.
And that I-35 kid?
He trails by it. No, it's Pekin.
Pekin
Bayon down by a score of 5-3 in the second period. We got 8 seconds left.
Oh, okay. That's at 152 pounds.
Yep.
I turned the page too quickly. All right, that's match 10:59. That's in the third period. No, second period. Going to the third.
Second period going to third. Bayon trails by 2.
All right, well, I'm glad we kept it here. Hey, also, halftime, Albia 25, Williamsburg 23. Trent Garber has 9 points to lead those Blue Demons. That's their playoffs for boys basketball. Mat 4, we've got Bayon from Pekin, 152 pounds out there. Keaton Bayon. He's a senior, 43-4 on the year.
He's 43-4, and his opponent's 45-10, and his opponent's ranked 10th, and he's not ranked. I'm not sure what kind of schedules we're wrestling here, but
or who he's on the bottom.
Who's,
he's got
who's doing rankings?
He's on the bottom. If he can bust out of here and get a stand up and a takedown, he'll win this thing.
Or a reversal and find a way to turn him, and lots of things can happen here. He does turn into him, tries to get the escape. He can't quite do it. Geese stays on the leg.
Drops right down to the leg, and now he's got a high crotch in there. Bayon reaches over, reaches back, and I don't think he's going to be able to score out of there, so neither does the official will call stalemate.
Well, you know what? Sometimes that's the best. Start back, we get a fresh start. Bayon, let's see what his first move is here. See if he can force some action immediately for Geese to do something.
Well, there's a minute 15 left in the match. It's a two-point deficit for Pekin's Keaton Bayon. His Logan Magnolia opponent is Bo Geese. Geese is riding him real hard right now. He's got deep waist in on the right side. Now he's got to give that up on the stand-up by...
Well, Bayon's up.
Bayon.
He's got 5 seconds to take him back down. He gets
there's
the escape.
Now
there's one. 52 seconds left.
I think a takedown wins this. What do you think, Kevin?
Well, I'd like to say yes, but, you know, we've seen a lot of stuff happen here in the last 20 seconds today, even, so far. But I think, you know, watching Bayon and then, you know, hear somebody dishing me a little bit here earlier on the radio saying about how his dad beat me, and he did. He beat me like a drum. I think I remember moving up, and maybe I can't remember if I was a freshman or sophomore, but moved up to wrestle.
Oh, here's a single leg in here by Bayon.
Nice.
And he does a nice trip, drops him down, and now he's got to elevate that single leg, bring him back to the center of the mat. Oh, a nice job there, and did you see that monkey flip?
He gave him two, and then he took the two away. When he come up,
1.4, an illegal hold on who? It's an illegal hold. I think that monkey flip that the Logan Magnolia kid just did.
Which is illegal. Depending on how it is, it's illegal.
So now it's 5-2.
It's that kick flip. If you kick flip up out of there and you're... I wish I had a rule book, because I think if your leg goes above his head, it's illegal.
No, we've got blood timeout right now. I believe the score is 5-4, but it might be 5-5.
No, it should be 5-5. If they give the point, because we said a takedown was going to win it.
That's right.
But they give the point, so now it's tied up. So you were right. A takedown still may win it.
Yeah. Yeah. But he had that takedown pretty well in control, and right at the edge of the mat, the Logan Magnolia kid, he was getting elevated by Bayon with a single leg, and just as Bayon was going to raised up, the Magnolia kid just does I call it a monkey flip. What do you call it? But he just does a total somersault.
You know, he used to have a name for it.
Oh, Bayon was in deep on a single leg. Now he gets it. It's a
that boy, another
single
nice
leg
takedown.
For Bayon.
Yes, gets a takedown.
Makes
there's
the score
two.
7-5.
5 seconds left. Bayon is going to win the match.
Off the mat with 2 seconds. No. 1 point escape, and that is the end of the match.
Yep,
7-6,
match.
Bayon wins.
Keaton Bayon.
So Pekin has their first front side winner. It's Keaton Bayon at 152 pounds. Congratulations, Al Chapman and your Pekin Panthers. Keaton Bayon advances.
Another interesting finish to a match right there.
What?
You know, we've had a lot of those tonight.
Yeah, the old somersault flip, monkey flip, call it whatever you want, but it worked for Logan Magnolia there, other than he got that penalty call. And I would really like to, maybe when we interview Al Chapman in the tunnel, Kevin, or when you interview Keaton Bayon, might be able to find out what they would call that maneuver. You don't see it very often. It was a slick move there by Logan Magnolia.
No, but good for the Pekin Panthers to get that advancement. We're going to have Alex Henderson may be up from Southeast Warren.
We got another Pekin wrestler out there right now. It's Caden Baker from Pekin on the same mat.
10-63, mat number 8.
10-60.
Unless we missed it here. 5-2, I think we just missed Alex Henderson from Southeast Warren. Yeah.
We'll find out what happened there.
Well, I'm going to guess Missouri Valley come out on top of that. I think the score is 5-3, but I'm going to pull that up and see.
Hey, guys, I got Keaton here with me. Keaton, what a third period match there. What was the maneuver that happened, and how did you come out on top of that match?
At the end of the period, I could tell he was getting tired. He wanted to move, bob my head down, and shoot. I knew he was going to do that. So as I bobbed his head back when he bounced up to a sweep single. I get it. He'd like to roll a lot. That's why the ref gave me a penalty point. He tried it at the end there, but I caught him close out of bounds.
All right. What do you got going, looking forward to tomorrow?
I got a pretty good next match. One match at a time. I win from there. Everything's good. Lose from there. Everything's still good.
All right. Well, thanks. Yep. Thanks, Keaton, and congratulations on your first round match win today.
Yep. Thank you.
All right. Hey, we got Swofford from those Minneapolis Bulldogs working over right now on Caden Baker. He's got him stretched out with a half Nelson. He took him down with a little bit of a bull rush and got a couple points on a near fall, and then put the head in the hole, turn it into a half Nelson, and call that pin in 47 seconds against Caden Baker from Pekin. The senior goes down to Brennan Swofford from Minneapolis. I believe that kid is ranked number 2, and I think he might have finished 3rd last year for the Minneapolis Bulldogs. So, a tough match there for Caden Baker. We got T.J. Dierkin coming up for Southeast Warren Meltzer Dallas. Did you find out what happened to Alec Henderson?
I'm working on it here. The track wrestling hasn't quite updated, but I'll bring that to you as soon as I get it.
All right.
Just trying to catch up on some of these other matches.
Keeping track of the match here for you, folks. T.J. Dierkin from Southeast Warren Meltzer Dallas is a senior. He's 42-3 on his season. He's got Hunter Clayson from Bellevue, a junior, with a 40-13 mark here at the Well. And that match will be coming up in 4 more matches. So if you're just joining us here on 96.7, it's Kevin Cochran, Travis Apple, Joe Sinclair here with your 2018 Class 1A first-round matches here live from Wells Fargo Arena. We are working our way from 106 all the way up to 285-pound super heavyweight action. We have just seen Caden Baker from Pekin get pinned by Brennan Swofford from Minneapolis, and we are awaiting T.J. Dierkin from Southeast Warren, Meltzer Dallas, be our next feature match. Got a lot of good folks from Southeast Warren that love to listen in, and they're sponsored by the fine folks at Motor Inn in Knoxville. Also want to thank McGriff's of Fremont and New Sharon. They got a lot of things to be rooting for here with Pekin and the fine wrestlers here from Sigourney, Kyoto. Also, William Penn University. In today's job market, having a degree is more important than ever. William Penn offers programs that Iowa's most sought-after companies are looking for. And so visit them at www.williampenn.edu to learn more. That's www.wmpenn.edu and learn more about how to learn more. All right, now we're working our way through. We've got some 160-pounders out there, some 170-pounders out there. And looks like the next mat available is going to be T.J. Dierkin. T.J. Dierkin.
Yeah, Alec Henderson lost to Skeeter Bostwick of Missouri Valley, who was 53-3 on the year by a score, only by a score of 5-3. So we apologize as we was trying to bring you Bayon and Martin and all these other matches. But we'll catch him on the backside as I'll figure out who he's going to be wrestling here shortly as we come back. And it looks like he's going to be wrestling Caleb Wilson of Denver. Tripola. So who we got up next here, Joe? I'm trying to write these down so we can keep track of them here.
All right, right in front of us, we're going to have T.J. Dierking, Southeast Warren, Meltzer, Dallas. He's a senior. Going to be grappling out there against Clausen from Bellevue. So it should be a real good match. Match brought to you here by Care Initiatives, Oakwood Specialty Care, Sheraton Valley Electric, and the fine folks at People's State Bank. Pretty good action down here.
Well, we've had... I was trying to give updates here. We had Luke Jones. We had Caden Baker of Pekin, 1071. We'll give you an update on him. Well, these matches are flying through.
Well, T.J. Dierken is going to try to improve on his eighth place finish last year at 160. He's bumped up to 170 this year, and he is on his feet against Bellevue. Clausen from Bellevue, Dierking against T.J. Dierking from Southeast Warren. Nice shot in there by Clausen. Good counter by Dierking. T.J. Dierking on his feet. Oh, good shot in there now by Dierking. Oh, but good job there on a counter by Clausen. Clausen almost turned a good shot by Dierking into a headlock opportunity, but Dierking gets out of it, comes out the backside and gets a two-point takedown, and the score is 2-0, and Clausen scrambles off the mat, and it will be a reset at the center of the mat. 2-0 the score. Dierking from Southeast Warren on top. Gets a reset. Dierking covers Clausen on the left side. A little run out there by Clausen, and Clausen does a side roll and gets control. A two-point reversal makes the score 2-2. So Dierking gives up the reversal. Cat quick. He stands up, gets the escape. Now the score is 3-2. We got good action for you here at 170 pounds, folks. Really, really good moving 170-pounders. T.J. Dierking from Southeast Warren, Meltzer, Dallas leads now 3-2. The wrestlers on their feet. Clausen really did a bust-out side roll. It looked like he was going to stand up, and then he kind of had a little hesitation. Boom, hit that side roll and rolled right on top of Dierking. Got control. Dierking scrambled out quickly with a stand-up, but reversal had been scored. So 3-2 the score. Dierking with the escape and the takedown. The two-point reversal for Clausen. We're still in the first period with 40 seconds to go. And there is a nice little duck under by Dierking, but a good counter by Clausen. And Clausen takes that little shuck by and gets back out of it. Little shuck under, kind of a signature move. Blake Loss really got good at his senior year. It was kind of a shuck under. Wasn't a shuck by, it wasn't a duck under, it was a shuck under. You ever heard of that move?
For about 5 seconds now, I've heard of that move. You know, T.J. Dierking.
There's a Kelly move by Dierking, and he gets it right underneath of him and gets the two-point takedown. Nice, nifty move there. This Clausen kid from Bellevue can wrestle, though. He's got some go in him. There's going to be a time expire. So 5-2, the lead for Dierking. He's got two takedowns and escape against the reversal for Clausen. A couple other exciting matches coming up for you here. I think we're going to have...
We got all kinds of kids.
Pleasantville,
here,
Evan Mann for Pleasantville.
You got Colby Page from Southeast Warren, 182. You got Mason Jewell of Pekin.
Right now, it is T.J. Dierking. He leads 5-2. He's covering to start the second period. Clausen tries a little sit out. Nice job there by Dierking. Kind of tries to bust him down. Now he's got him broken down with his chicken wing in on the right side. Bars the arm on the left and tries to walk the head, but a good job posting the opposite leg and trying to stand up is Clausen. So Dierking has to give up that arm bar, but he's still got the chicken wing, and now he's got the deep waist in on the left, the chicken wing in on the right. Clausen tries to reach back and get that hand off on the deep waist, and we got a stalemate. And I don't disagree with that stalemate at all. Nice job there by Dierking. When he realized that chicken wing wasn't going to work, he just dropped down and put that deep waist in there. Nice job by Clausen, not giving him any more like a hand to try to run through and do a tilt. So the restart, it's another sit-out attempt by Clayson. Good job there by Dierking. He cuts the left hand now and works two-on-one on the right. Looks like he's going to try to work a tilt here with the T-bar. So he's got two-on-one. The right hand of Dierking is through in the T-bar. The left is around the waist. And there, nice job by Clayson clearing his arm before Dierking could work that T-bar into a tilt. And now we got a stall call against Dierking. No, excuse me, that's against Clausen. The stall call is against Clausen. Dierking working hard. And with 25 seconds to go, it's a stand-up escape by Clayson. So Clayson gets loose, makes the score 5-3. So see if T.J. Dierking can execute a takedown move here in the final 15 seconds of the second period. I'm certain that he will take down to start the third. He was down in this match for all of about 2 seconds when he got reversed and then quickly busted out with a stand-up and was able to get the escape.
One of the other matches I was watching to try to complete, Joe, was Jacob Steenledge of I-35, and he did defeat Tate Hagen of West Hancock's by a score of 5-0. Well, no, I'm sorry, they're just going in the third period. He's up 5-0. This match must have had some blood time or something. But the loser of that match is going to wrestle Caden Baker of Pekin. That's why I've been keeping an eye on that match, trying to figure out who are we going to be wrestling here in the wrestlebacks.
Well, T.J. Dierking takes a 5-3 advantage into the third period here in the first round. He's on the bottom. His first move is a stand-up. He busts out of there, and he's loose. Makes the score 6-3. Southeast Warren's T.J. Dierking on top here, folks. Live wrestling action at Wells Fargo Arena on 96.7, folks. This is your classic country wrestling edition here. State High School Wrestling here in Iowa. Nice little duck under there by Dierking. Tries to get in on a single leg. Nice job there by Clayson to fight it off. And Clayson gets to the outside and is able to push Dierking off the mat. We've got a minute and 19 left and a 3-point lead. 3-6, the advantage for a Southeast Warren wrestler, T.J. Dierking, here at 170 pounds. Coming right up, it's going to be Colby Page from Southeast Warren. He's a junior, 14-11, going up against Bedford Lennox's senior, Derek Ventiker. And that should be coming up in just moments. But right now, it's a single-leg shot in here by Dierking, and they're off the mat. So we'll go back to neutral, reset it at the mat with 57 ticks on the clock in regulation here at 170 pounds for Southeast Warren's T.J. Dierking. Hey, thanks everybody for listening in. It's been a great morning, afternoon, and now evening of wrestling here on 96.7. And we've got T.J. Dierking for Southeast Warren trying to hang on to a 3-point lead. He leads 6-3, and looks to me like he might be going to get called for stalling here pretty quick. He's not doing a lot, but he doesn't need to do a lot with that 3-point lead. He's backing up. Clayson bringing the action. And there's Clayson trying to work a... I don't know if that was an Olympic headlock or what it was, but he's getting frustrated. With 29 seconds to go, T.J. Dierking adjusts the leg band. And there's a shot in there by Dierking. Kind of a wild shot by Clayson. And Dierking goes in and gets shot, and this is going to eat some clock right here, folks. Dierking in on a single leg. Clausen reaching behind, trying to get the two of his own. And all T.J. Dierking needs to do right now is hang on for another 11 seconds, and he will advance to the front side. Official doesn't like the way that's going, so he calls the stalemate with 10 seconds to go. It's still 3-6. Dierking needs to make sure that he doesn't go feet to back here. He's backing up, probably going to get warned for stalling right here. Yep, there's the stall call against Dierking. He had at to give. Now single leg in there by Clayson. It's going to be too little too late. It'll be T.J. Dierking with the win for Southeast Warren. Great job. Hey, bring this information to you, folks. 34-31, Albia still on top with 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. So Larry Achenbach bringing us those text updates. So if you're interested in playoff basketball in Albia, or for Albia, in Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont, Williamsburg trails Albia 34-31 in the playoffs. And that game is halfway through the third quarter. They should call a really good basketball game a match, don't you think?
Well,
if it's really good.
Every sport's got their forte, I suppose, and I like match better than game or whatever you want to call it. But, hey, next up we're going to be having Colby Page of Southeast Warren
Matt
of Metro Dallas. He's going to be on mat two, a junior, 40-11. But he's got a tough opponent. He's got Derek Vin Tyker, Bedford Lions, 43-1.
He busts right out of here at the very beginning and whops in on a double leg and gets Colby Page taken down. So it's 2-0. First period just underway here. Page from Southeast Warren Meltzer, Dallas. 40-11 on the year against Ventiker from Bedford Lennox, a senior with a 43-1 mark. But there's a stand-up by Page. He's a gamer. He now trails by 2-1. Page from Southeast Warren. There's a shot in there by... Oh, hey, he's got him on his back. There's a two-point takedown for Southeast Warren. Southeast Warren's Colby Page caught Derek Ventiker in a little bit of a wild throw, and he gets the two-point near fall to go with the takedown, so he now leads this match 5-2. A four-point move, feet to back, for Colby Page. And I say Ventiker is going to come out. Yeah, there's 31 seconds left here in the first period. Ventiker is in the down position. See how he reacts to being down by 3 points here in the first period. Great job by Page with the patience there. A little bit of a wild shot by Ventiker, and then he tried to go up and maybe do a bull rush. Page would have none of it. He just dropped down, got to the hips, and wrapped him around the waist and put him right on his back. Got a quick two count, and they went off the mat out of bounds. Now on the restart, stand up by Ventiker. Now Page tries to put the crossbody right in. Ooh, good job there by Ventiker with the stand up. It's potentially dangerous. Ventiker knew exactly what he was doing there. He looks like a frustrated wrestler, Kevin.
Well, you know, you're 43-1 coming in here wrestling with the guy that's got 11 losses, and you all of a sudden you find yourself down by a score of 5-2. That's got to be tough to take, but Southeast Warren kid's giving him everything he's got. In a little bit of trouble here with 10 seconds left. We don't want to give anything up.
He's going to give up.
If anything, give up one. Do not give up two here.
He's going to give up
two. Keep scrambling. No, maybe not. He's got to keep coming around.
And the time expires. Wow.
Nothing there.
That was a very good
standoff.
That's a
good scramble. Good scramble by Page of Southeast Warren not to give up one or two.
All right. The Blue Demons basketball team is trading leading scorers. We went from leading scorer in the first period being Chance. Then it was Garver, and now it is Kay Crawl with 12 points to lead the Demons, and they are all knotted up after three against Williamsburg, 37 apiece. So go Blue Demons, go Kay Crawl, go Trent Garver, and go Blake Chance, and go Coach Archer.
Colby Page, Southeast Warren, still leading 5-2 here early into the second period.
He's covering Ventiker. Oh, he's in trouble now. Ventiker with the two-point reversal, and he's going to get more here.
Well, just give up the two. Don't give up anything else. Stay out of that cradle. And he does.
4-5. He still leads. There's Ventiker trying to work a double cross body. Got both legs in now. Breaks him down. Pulls the right arm up. And a power half on the right side with both legs in, Kevin. And I think he's going to try to work a tilt here on the right side with the power half.
Well, we're going to have Mason Jewell of Pekin, a freshman, 36-11. He's going to be up right now on mat number five, going against Darius Gash from West Monona Whiting, a sophomore, 27-5 on the year. So we're going to bring you that match here as it just gets underway.
A couple other matches we're going to tell you about are Chaz Clark from Pleasantville and Caleb Breeze from Sigourney Kyoto.
First of all, we got Evan Mann from Pleasantville.
Yep, Evan Mann from Pleasantville, 195. Mason Jewell Pekin.
That match is underway. Page of Southeast Warren here trying to stay out of the cradle. Looks like Ventiker's got it locked up and gets him turned over. Now starts to get the count. Question is, can he stay from getting the fall? He's got him tight and cannot prevent from getting pinned. Colby Page goes down by fall here early in the second period, and when he was winning the match with 33 seconds left, so that will go down as a 3 minute and 27 second fall for against Southeast Warren. Ventiker advances. Colby Page will be in a wrestle back, and we're going to bring you that immediately following this first round.
Well, we got Pekin out here wrestling, competing, trailing by the score of 4-1. That is freshman Mason Jewell from Pekin. He's trailing Darius Gash from West Monona Whiting. by the score, 4-1, as we work our way through this first period. They're off the mat, out of bounds. Looks like we might have a little bit of equipment. Yeah, they're working on the head strap for the Whiting kid.
All right, we got some good matches here coming up. Evan Mann from Pleasantville, he'll be coming up. Bout number 1094, and they're on 1092. So Evan Mann from Pleasantville will be right up. Mason Jewell, though, down 4-1. Only a minute three left here in the first period. His opponent, Darius Gashi from West Monona, doing a nice job of riding. Going to find a way to get up and out.
Meanwhile, Pekin Panther, Mason Jewell. 4-1 is the score there with 40 seconds left. And a stall call against Jewell. And that's 1 point. That's the second stall call. No, that stall call is against Gash from West Monona. So nice job there. There's a takedown by Gash now. But he's been warned for stalling twice. The score now, Pekin trails in this one, 6-2. 6-2 the score. Oh, there's a nice little roll by Jewell for Pekin. Jewell for Pekin gets the stand up now with 7 seconds to go, gets separation, and now it's 6-3. Anything can happen with 3 points in these wrestling matches. We've seen that all evening long. So we go to the second period. Jewell trailing by three, but very big development. His opponent's been warned for stalling once, and the second time it was a point. Jewell now takes neutral. Likes his chances on his feet against this kid, Gash. Gash, G-A-S-H-E. I think that'd be Gash, wouldn't it, from West Monona Whiting?
Yeah, we'll make it that for the tonight anyway. We may change it by tomorrow.
Oh, but there's a Kelly by Gash, and it was effective. He's got Mason Jewell wrapped up. Jewell rolls through the back points. It gave him 2 back points. Yeah, that Kelly move, man, it's pretty slick when it's done well. And Darius Gash from West Monona turned it into a 4-point move. And Mason Jewell now trails. Oh, he gets to his feet, busts out of there, so he trails by 6. It's 4-10. So 3 escapes for Jewell to go along with the penalty point. And his opponent's got a couple of back points and 4 takedowns. Oh, there's a stall call against Jewell now. So I don't know if I agree with that, but it's a single leg shot in here by Gash, and Gash works that single leg, gets around behind, and gets control for a 2-point takedown, make it 12-4. So Jewell, here in the second period, falling behind. Gash working a little bit of a takedown clinic on him right now. He lets him up again, tries that duck under. He's got inside position, and a throw attempt there by Jewell doesn't quite work, but he doesn't get in trouble with it either. There are 41 seconds left, and I like that. Here, if you're down by 7 or 8 points in the second period, you get a chance to throw a hip toss in or a headlock, go ahead. It's state. You're a freshman.
And we've got it here on mat number 4 real quick just to bring you an update. Evan Mann of Pleasantville, the senior 12-5 on the year, was going against Hunter DeYoung of Sibley O'Sheedon, the senior 44-0, undefeated on the season, and he gets taken down right to his back and gets pinned in 53 seconds. So he'll have a wrestle back. Evan Mann from Pleasantville as Hunter DeYoung advances on at 195 pounds.
All right. Well, right now it's Mason Jewell from Pekin going to the third period, trailing by the score of 12-5. Put my binocs on that. That is the score, 12-5. I don't know if my eyes are getting weaker, Kevin, or if they put us farther away this year.
I think
they might have jacked this stadium
like
up about
away. so
I see so much better with 150s that I buy 175s.
So what you're really telling me is that you don't wear 32s and that you can't see anything with 1.5s.
All right, we have got a match going for you here, folks, at 100. 95 pounds. Pekin's Mason Jewell trails now by the score of 7-12 in the third period.
Sounds like denial to me, Joe. Mm.
Here we are at Wells Fargo Arena. We've got binoculars and reading glasses, and
we have Chaz Clark up on mat number four into the first period. He's going against Nicholas Gase from Alta Aurelia, another undefeated wrestler, 48-0 on the season. And if we want to look at Chaz Clark as the third-ranked wrestler.
Well, Clark just took him down. If that's Matt Four and that's Pleasantville, that's Chaz Clark on top, 2-0. That is Pleasantville.
So he's the number three. Nicholas Gase is number four and hasn't lost a match. That's interesting. Buddy's in the lead right now, and they are on...
Well, Chaz Clark's in the lead.
Yeah, that's what I mean. And they're on mat number four here.
Meanwhile, Mason Jewell from Pekin, folks listening in on Pekin, Panthers Nation out there, got a gamer out there with Mason Jewell. He's a freshman, 37 wins on this season, and he's out there battling hard. He just got a takedown. He now trails by only three. He was down by seven at one point in time, and he's making up the difference here with 40 seconds to go. You know, a three-point near fall, he ties this thing up. He's working hard on top two, but he's just going to cut him. Makes the score 9-13, and he's going to see if he can take this Gase down again, make it 11-13. Now Gase now in on a single leg, and it's a good one, and he's going to get around behind and probably get control here of Mason Jewell. 14 seconds to go. This is a time-eating move, and Mason Jewell just needs to let go of this thing, try to bust out of there, but he's going to run out of ticks on the clock. 9-13 will be your final here. And it will be too little too late for Mason Jewell, but a great effort. I like his chances on the backside. I believe he's going to, he's going to have a tough one. He's either going to have 44-2, Tanner Sloan, or 40-11, Cameron Reddick from Wilton on the other side of that matchup.
Well, so. We got Chaz Clark at the end of the first period. He still maintains that 2-0 lead as they go into the second. Clark got his choice, and he chose down. And the other exciting match we have coming up is Caleb Reeves of Sigourney, Kyoto, the undefeated wrestler on the year at also 48-0. And Caleb is the number two seed.
And that match is going to be on number five.
Mat number five. So why don't you bring us that, and I'll bring us Chaz Clark here.
All right. You keep it with Chaz, and I'll keep it with Caleb Reeves. Reeves is looks like going to have the green leg band. Reeves has much better beard and mustache than his opponent. Shakes the official's hand, shakes the opponent's hand, and we are underway. And Reeves with a duck under and an elevation brings him right back down onto the mat, and a couple of just one count there on the back points. So no back points awarded for Caleb Reeves, but he did a great job there with a bull rush and elevation and brought him down to the mat. Now he's got a leg in. He's going to try the guillotine. He's going to try the guillotine and cast across, gives that up, and now gives that up an escape, makes it 2-1. Caleb Reeves dropping down now to a single leg. Ooh, nice job there by his opponent, countering with Whizzer. And they're at the edge of the mat. Caleb Reeves at 220 pounds up there against Josh Mendota from Eagle Grove. And there's a nice takedown there on just a hip toss. Good job there by Mendoza to just give that up instead of more. So it's 4-1. Caleb Reeves on top for Sigourney, Kyoto. This Mendoza kid from Eagle Grove, he's got some go to him, too. He's working hard on the bottom, gets to his base. Crossbody ride in now by Caleb Reeves. Want to thank the folks at Sinclair Tractor in Sigourney. They're also our broadcast booth. And want to thank Copeland Auto Body. They are bringing us this match, Copeland Auto Body for Sigourney. And Caleb Reeves is going to be in a good position here with 38 seconds to go with the stalemate. We'll restart it at the center of the mat. How's Chaz Clark?
Well, Chaz Clark got the escape there in the second period, and he leads by a score of 3-0. 50 seconds left here in the second. I don't know if we got, injury time. Now the official is signaling injury time.
Who's hurt?
I don't know if he got poked in the eye, Chaz Clark. Coaches are just kind of looking at him there briefly. Here comes the trainer over.
All right. There are a couple simultaneous whistles here on the restart for Caleb Reeves. So we had a little bit of a break in the action there while the official told him that there was nothing going on. Oh, Caleb Reeves now with an outside cradle, and he's got Mendoza locked up in it tight. He's going to get the three-point near fall. He just reached over, Mendoza's head was just a little bit down. He isn't going to be able to pin him with it, but he gets a quick three for a near fall. 7-1 for Caleb Reeves. He's on top of Mendoza now from Eagle Grove. Still first period action. 7-1, your score. Caleb Reeves dominating here. Gave up an escape, but he's had three near falls and a pair of takedowns to go with it for 7 points.
We don't have an update on the basketball score, do we? The text hotline's asking, what's the basketball score?
Well, we don't have an update right now. There might be a lot of timeouts that occurred, but if you know Larry Achenbach's phone number, you can call to him and complain. But I'm not going to give it up for him here at this hour of the day. Larry Achenbach, thank you very much for bringing us those updates on the basketball game in Eddyville, where Albia and Williamsburg were locked up in a 37-37 contest at the end of three quarters, with Cade Krall being the leading scorer. Right now we got
Chaz Clark got taken down there in, towards the end of the second period. He still leads by a score of 3-2, but they're going to go into the third period. It's going to be his opponent. Who is he wrestling here? Nicholas Gase from Alta Aurelia, his choice, and he's going to choose down. So we're going to have a Donnybrook here, 220 pounds between Chaz Clark of Pleasantville and Gase of Alta Aurelia.
Oh, my folks, listening in on 96.7, what a treat we are bringing you here from Wells Fargo Arena tonight. It is the Class 1A first-round matches here from Wells Fargo Arena. It's the 2018 Iowa High School Wrestling Championships here live on 96.7 KIIC, and we've got a good one going for you here at 220. Caleb Reeves with a 7-1 lead as we start the second period.
Gase,
they're on their feet.
Gase got reversed by, Gase reversed Chaz Clark and then put him on his back and gets the pin. Chaz Clark from Pleasantville, 41-3 on the year, goes down by fall after was leading. Nicholas Gase gets the pin, keeps his undefeated season going.
Well, we've got a good one going here, and it's a headlock situation for Caden Reeves, and he's got Mendoza stretched out, and he's going to pin him in the second period. Call that pin in 3 minutes, 20 seconds. It is Caleb Reeves for Sigourney Keota with the win. Pin in 3:40. All right, we got another one coming up here pretty quick.
That should do it. I'm just trying to get a update
now
of these other wrestlers here.
There are 4 minutes and 12 seconds to go. You guys are wondering about the basketball game. Trent Garver nails a 3-pointer to give the Blue Demons a 3-point lead, 44-41, with 4 minutes to go in the game. So we're getting great updates every 4 minutes of basketball time, which, you know, that could take a half hour. But every 4 minutes of basketball time, we got Larry Achenbach dialing us in. And thanks very much, Larry, for that update. 44-41, Blue Demons lead with 4 minutes to go in the game. All right.
And we're going to be immediately – actually, Caleb Reeves is our last match. We don't have anybody at heavyweight that we're going to bring to you. Well, actually, we do. We got Matthew Kaufman of Pleasantville. I'm sorry I missed him.
Hey, I think we got Travis Caleb down Reeves on the mat with Caleb.
Hey, guys. I got Caleb Reeves down here. Caleb pinned their first round win. Walk us through that match.
Oh, definitely a slow start. Having some issues getting my tie-ups because short like that's hard to move, but – once I started to get what I wanted, I mean, in control for a while, and then I got a little floppy. I was feeling it, just finished the match and deal.
But you got to wrap and come back tomorrow for the quarterfinals. What are you looking forward to?
Definitely just going out and dominating the match. That match was at all. That was more of a feel for state, because you always got to do that your first match. Not as good as.
Hey, Travis, if you can bring him down the tunnel just a little bit. If you can bring him down the tunnel just a little bit, we'll try to catch that bat wing a little bit closer.
All right, well, thanks, Caleb, and congratulations. We'll catch up with you tomorrow.
All right, thanks, Travis. Travis, that was we might be running out of battery in that machine or something, because it's getting a little weaker as the day wears on.
Hey, Joe, got Craig Reeves here with me. Craig, you got both your wrestlers here advanced onto the quarterfinals, and looking forward to tomorrow.
Just coming in and fighting. The 6-pounder Mason Dye, he's got a tough one. Caleb also got a tough one. They can do it if they want to. They just need to show up and wrestle and do the best they can. That's all that anybody can expect from them.
Yeah, they both showed up here today. You know, they both got good first round wins. What do you do as a coach now into tomorrow, and what are you going to do to prepare your wrestlers for tomorrow?
Get them back to the room, get them relaxed. Hopefully that first match. I know Caleb's been here a couple times, and Mason was here last year. They still got nerves the first time. Caleb being a senior, going to be his last go at it to get the state championship. Just get them back and have them rest a little bit, eat a little bit, and think about ready for tomorrow.
All right. Well, congratulations to you, and look forward to seeing you here tomorrow.
Thank you.
All right. Great job there, Travis, on the tunnel mic. They don't let us go mat side anymore, folks. They say that the radio broadcasters got to stay in the tunnel or up here in the broadcast booth. And we fought them on that. We tried to go as far as we could with it, but they know who we are now, and we can't get away with anything, Kevin.
Well, I think we got the picture once they kicked us out about the 17th time of trying to do a mat side interview. They said, boys, you need to figure something else out here. But no, we're going to have go immediately into the wrestlebacks, and we've got a lot of wrestlebacks. Just to name some of them, Jackson Cobb, 106 pounds from Wayne, will be out here immediately. 120, Trent Terrell from Wayne. He'll be taking on Christian Nichols of Emmitsburg. 132, Zach Hams of Pekin. We're going to have Drake Harbison of Pekin, 138 pounds. Ethan Elliott of I-35, 145. 152, Alex Henderson from Southeast Warren. 160, Luke Jones, Central Decatur, and Caden Baker of Pekin. Colby Page, Southeast Warren, at 182 pounds. Mason Jewell from Pekin, 195 pounds. And Evan Mann of Pleasantville, 195. And Chaz Clark at 220. We're still waiting on Matthew Kaufman of Pleasantville to come out here at 285 pounds, the freshman, 32 and 16 on the year, to wrap up this 285-pound match. And actually, I think he might be out here now. Yeah, he is. He's on mat number four, Joe, 285. Matthew Kaufman from Pleasantville on that number four.
And he's up against Jackson Lukes from South Winneshiek, Kalmar.
And he's trailing by a score of 2-0.
That's a freshman against a senior. Coughlin from Pleasantville, just the freshman. So good to see that match even happening here for
Coughlin. Hey, I tell you
Coughlin
what, you make it here as a freshman at the heavyweight bout. That is an accomplishment.
He's working hard right here. He's on his feet. It is the first period. He's trailing 2-1. And he's given up quite a few pounds here. Looking at him through the binoculars here, he's definitely going to be quicker than his opponent. But his opponent's quick enough to work in on a single leg there. But nice sprawl and a run back here by Kaufman. And you kind of see the lungs going out from underneath that big boy that he's wrestling. And there's a single leg by Kaufman on his own, and he runs him right off the mat. And danger for Kaufman is he's probably getting outweighed here by 35, 40 pounds. And you really want to make sure that any shot that you take is set up well and you got your hips under you for leverage, because if you got to do the work with your back, you're not going to be able to make it happen. You need to make your hips work for you to get the strength, because your back is going to be out of position. Oh, there's a throw attempt here by Kaufman. And he gets out on it and gets the two-point takedown. So Kaufman takes the lead now, 3-2. And they're off the mat in the first period, and time expires. That was right at the end of the period. So way to go, Kaufman.
That's the best time to score points.
Can't get reversed. I always thought the best time to score is right after score.
Well, yeah. Hey, we need people texting in here on the text hotline. The number is 641-799-1437. We'll give you a shout-out.
Yeah, we are listening to the Iowa High School Wrestling Championships. This is Class 1A first-round action being brought to you by Southern Iowa Technologies, Summers Car Credit, and Tharp Funeral Home up here in the Sinclair Tractor broadcast booth.
Yeah, I mean, I can't think of anybody better to sponsor the couple of amateurs that are up here than Sinclair Tractor broadcast booth.
That is absolutely right. We are rank amateurs. We are happy to be here, bringing it to you. We'll see it, we'll say it, and it may not be right, but it'll be.
And the only reason we are in the amateur status is because we cannot accept payment. for what we do.
Well, it's like we're at an Olympics?
Yeah, it's like we're amateurs. We can't accept payment. It'd be against the law.
I got it.
Matthew Kaufman now in a tie, 3-3. We're going to be looking for Jackson Cobb here coming up at 106. They've got a couple of 106-pounders out there.
Cobb is going to be match number 1116.
Matt number five.
So that's right next door to our Pleasantville wrestler. Kitty cornered.
How big of a match would this be for Kaufman as a freshman coming in here with 16 losses to get a win against a senior?
Well, I tell you what, I like his chances. He's wrestling well, and there's an ill-advised throw attempt by his opponent, and it's going to be 2 points for Kaufman, and it is second period action, and he's ahead 5-3. He is doing what he needs to score points, score takedowns in this match. His opponent is just trying what I would call not prepared throws. He's just going in and trying to hit a throw without setting it up. So I'll keep you with the Pleasantville match, and you bring us over there with Jason Cobb from Corden. I think he's going up against Nashua Plainfield, isn't he?
He's going against Josh Flores, S-I-O-C.
Sibley O'Keeden. So up there, it's Sibley.
Yeah, Sibley O'Sheeden. A 44-3 senior, Cobb is, and they're in a flurry here. Actually, Flores has got him locked up in a cradle, gets the two-point takedown, trying to get more out of here. He's got at least a two count at this point. Now he's got him tight. Can Jackson Cobb stay away from getting pinned here? A minute 30 left here in the first period. I don't know if he can pin him in the position he's in, but, man, Cobb is in trouble. He has it locked up tight and keeps trying to reposition himself.
Big boy Kaufman from Pleasantville gives up the escape with 10 seconds to go. A good escape it was. Avoided any more trouble than that. He'll go to the third period leading 5-4.
Flores in major control over here. Still has the cradle locked up. Keeps taking him to his back. They still have not awarded the back points because he has not broke the hold.
He must think he's going to be able to work it into... Oh, hey, I think that the kid from Corden could get out there.
Well, it looks like he is going to get out. Flores gets his three, but are they going to give Cobb one? No. Not yet, anyway. Flores still on the leg. Flores gets the cradle locked up again. And takes him back to his back. He's getting the count, and he gets the pin. A minute 30 into the period, Jackson Cobb.
Well, Matthew Kaufman, I'll bring you that action right now from Pleasantville, leads this one 5-4. He's on the bottom, being covered by Jackson Lukes from South Winneshiek, Kalmar. And he's trying to come out and get an escape, and he does. He gets the one-point escape. He now leads by the score of 6-4. With a minute 21 to go, and it's been my experience with these big boys. Oh, a bad throw try there by Kaufman, and he gets taken down, put to his back, and pinned in about 4 seconds by Lukes. And he just, all he had to do, he forgot where he was at in the match. He was ahead by two. He wrestled like he was needing to get a takedown, tried to throw, and it did not work. And he will be wrestling again here in a little bit. Probably about 45, 50 minutes.
We're going to have Trent Terrell of Corden of Wayne coming up here, and he's going to be taking on Christian Nichols of Emmitsburg. And that is bout number 1121, and we're on bout 1120, so he will be the next match, Joe. If you look out for that, I'm going to try to see who Matthew Kaufman will be wrestling in his wrestleback.
Absolutely. What's that music I hear in my ear?
The Congo or something.
Congo going on here.
It's not Wells. That's not blood music, I hear.
Don't believe so. We are rolling right into the wrestlebacks right here. And we got keep you up to date here on the Blue Demons. Last update, the Blue Demons were ahead by 3 points with 4 minutes to go in the game. So we'll keep you updated on keep you updated on that as we get the reports.
Looks like Matthew Terrell was going to either be up on mat number 8 or mat number 2, as they both have expired. There we go.
It'll
Christian Nichols and
mat 8. Emmitsburg versus Wayne of Corydon. Turn my book to the Class 1A page.
I got a so proud of the Martin boys. Moravia, Centerville, and Albia all came to wrestle this weekend from Tyrell Welch in Arizona again. And I, maybe I'll give a shout out to Tyrell. That's a relative of mine from my mom's side of the family, the Welches. So thanks for listening in, Tyrell. And, yeah, you've got a lot to be proud of. The Martin boys got down to business, three of the Centerville boys and both the Albia boys. So.
And it looks like on mat 8, we've got match 11, 18. Is that Wyatt Dale from Central Decatur?
No, Wyatt Dale won his
he
first
won
match.
His first
That's
match.
Trent Terrell of Wayne of Corydon on mat number 8.
Gotcha.
So he'll be here on mat number 8, and then we're going to have the next one up will be Zach Hams at 132. So
Hammes.
We'll bring you
Zach Hams at 132.
We'll bring you,
yep.
Terrell's match.
The old Pekin Panthers, they brought some wrestlers, and they're doing well here at the well. They're very much in competition on each and every match.
We'll get some updated team scores possibly right after this first round here. Looks like Gilbertville Don Bosco leads with 24, Lisbon in second with 21. Woodbury Central in third with 14. Denver Tripola with 13. And Martinsdale St. Mary's knocks out the top five with 12 points. Underwood is in ninth with 9.5. I-35 is in 12th with 9.
Terrell gets taken down here in the first period. 30 seconds gone. They go off the mat, out of bounds, and it's 2-0. Corydon trailing on this one. Nice stand up here by Terrell. Good counter there, though, by who is that kid wrestling?
He's wrestling Christian Nichols of Emmitsburg. Long tradition there at Emmitsburg on their wrestlers. But, you know, just looking at we've called three kids from Corydon, and I don't know in my years of broadcasting anyway that we've called three kids from Corydon in one state tournament. So kudos to their program right now. All these kids are young. Terrell is only a freshman. Jackson Cobb was a freshman. And Tay Van Dyne is a sophomore. But how good would it be for him to get a couple of wins up here?
Coach Joe Nikvita is doing great things down there at Wayne of Corydon.
And they're in a 2-2 tie.
Yep, nice reversal there. And now an escape for Emmitsburg. And, oh, nice hip toss there by
Terrell.
And Terrell's got him locked up right now with a half Nelson. Just went feet to back. He's going to get a 2-point near fall. That is a good 4-point feet-to-back move there for Terrell. He's a little bit too high now, and a side roll attempt here by Emmitsburg. And Emmitsburg just gets off that side roll, works up, gets a 2-point reversal, and now he's getting a 2-point. Nope, can't quite get the 2-point takedown. With 1 second to go, are they going to give him the near fall?
Nope.
No. So I believe that our score as we go to the last period, to the second period, it'll be Terrell leading 5-6.
That was a nice job by Terrell to get the reversal and get the 2-point near fall there. But got a little bit too high, caught himself in trouble, and give up the reversal. Did a nice job not to give up two back points there when he was in position where I thought he was going to.
Yeah, he'll start the second period in down, tries a quick sit out, doesn't clear his arms, and a chin back attempt here by the Emmitsburg kid,
Nichols.
Nichols.
And Nichols got him kind of tight. He doesn't have the criteria broke, but he's got that arm bar back there trying to find a way to get back.
He didn't clear his arms when he hit that sit out, and that's something that you got to do. And now it's a cradle attempt, and it's going to be back points for Emmitsburg. Couple of them right there. So Emmitsburg takes the lead, scoring from top. 7-6 now, Emmitsburg over Corydon. Want to thank the fine folks at Goff and Nash Napa Auto Parts. Also, Jim and Charlie's Affiliated Foods, Dan and Pat Johnson, helping bring these live wrestling matches to you here on 96.7 from Wells Fargo Arena. We are on the consolation side. These are win-or-go-home matches here that we're bringing to you now, folks. And we've got a good one going for you here from Corydon. It's a 7-6 advantage for the Emmitsburg wrestler over Terrell from Wayne of Cordon.
Yeah, we got a lot of matches here coming up. We got kids at almost every weight class, couple in a couple of weight classes. Terrell still trails by a score 7-6. We got 40 seconds left here in the second period. But we're going to be bringing you Hamas.
Yep, Zach Hamas.
From Pekin.
He's technically, I'd say, from Packwood.
Well, that's why they call it Pekin Packwood, isn't it?
Yep.
Is it Pekin Packwood?
I believe they do call it Pekin Packwood.
So, yeah, he's going to be coming up. He's going to be taking on Ryan Moorfield of Lisbon.
And that is bout number 1129, and that should be coming up just a couple more. They're on 26, 27 now, so a couple matches away. But right now, Wayne Accordance, Terrell,
just having trouble trying to get out from underneath Nichols. Nichols got that two-point near fall.
7-6 is the score, and Terrell has not been able to get out from under. So
it's going to be Nichols' choice coming into the third period.
And I'm not too sure if I was Nichols, I wouldn't take top. So Nichols is going to take down.
Yep, the coaches are saying down.
He's taken down. So